All right, praise the Lord. Tonight we're gonna talk a practical subject tonight, very practical that every one of us can relate to. Very simple, but very meaningful. And that is, we want to talk about hospitality. We all know hospitality. You know, it's the friendly and the generous reception and entertainment of guests or visitors or even strangers, knowing how to treat them, knowing how to greet them. Yes. You know, I can remember my mother as someone who showed great hospitality to anyone who came to our house. My mother's hospitality, it was warm, it was inviting, and it was genuine. I watched that as a little girl. You know, when people would come in her house, it wouldn't be long before she would offer the person something to eat or something to drink. She taught us children to not allow folks to treat you good and you don't return that same kindness to them. And I praise God. I think about that even to this day, to those teachings. And I also saw it because she actually did it. So I praise God for that. But, you know, Jesus showed great hospitality. He showed great hospitality to the multitudes of people who followed him. In fact, he knew that some folks weren't really following him for the word or what he was teaching them, but merely for the fish and the loaves. But yet, he still had hospitality. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight, the hospitality, like Jesus had, yeah, showing that love and compassion. And tonight, you will find me in St. Mark, the 6th chapter, the 34th through the 44th verse. St. Mark, the 6th chapter, 34 through 44. And in this passage of Scripture, you know, Jesus and the disciples, they had been out, they had been teaching and ministering to the people all day long. They didn't even have time to eat or anything, and they were really tired. But see, Jesus taught with such compassion and so much love, the people followed them. They saw where they were going. They tried to go over the mountain, try to hide, but yet and still, the people followed them. And that brings us right to this part of the Scripture here. It's like Mark 6 and 34. And Jesus, when he came out, he saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. He saw the people. He loved them. Praise God. Even though he was tired, his disciples were tired, but the people just touched his heart. Verse 35 says, and when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, this is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away, that they may go into the country round about and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. Jesus answered and said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they said unto him, shall we go and buy 200 pennyworth of bread and give them to eat? You see, and then another part of Scripture where Philip answered, it says, listen, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient. It's not enough for them that everybody will get something, and then they may take a little. Even they took a little, it still wouldn't be enough, is what Philip was saying to them. But you know what Jesus said? He said, how many loaves have ye? Go and see. Check it out, in other words. And when they knew, they say, you got 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. He told them, caused them to sit down in ranks. And they sat down in ranks by the hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all, and they did all eat and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of fragments and of the fishes, and they did eat of the loaves and were about 5,000 men. Praise God. I just want to stop right there. It says, see, Jesus realized that it really wasn't enough. He told him, he says, look, go and see. Tell me, check it out. Tell me how much do we have? First of all, I want you to cause the people to sit down. Ask them to sit down in companies of hundreds and companies of in ranks of 50 and everything. In other words, in anticipation, there's a meal going to be served. Hallelujah. You know, one of the things I take away from this, when I read that, it said that when Jesus, he took the bread and the two fishes and he looked up to heaven, and he blessed the five loaves of bread, and he blessed the two fishes. And see how God, he gave thanks. He gave thanks for it, and he praised God for that. And then he began to distribute. First of all, that's faith. That's miracle kind of faith, miracle working faith. But yet he was thanking God. You know, the Bible says faith without works is dead. That was miracle working faith in front of all those thousands of people. My God, that is saying something to us. Be thankful for whatever you have. I'm still talking about hospitality. Be thankful for what you have. I mean, we could stay all day long and say, oh, I don't have this, I don't have that, and I don't have the other. But what do you have? Same thing he said to Moses. When he told Moses, I want you to lead the people and everything, and I want you to be able to part the sea and so forth. He says, well, how can I do this? And Jesus, God said, what do you have in your hand? What do you have? So I'm saying to us today, what do you have? Be thankful for all that you have, because whatever you have, God gave it to you. So give thanks for that, and see, and ask God's blessing upon it. See, you can watch God give you increase and supply your every need. And, you know, because we know that to be true, because he said it in Philippians 4:13, but my God shall supply all our need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. See, and Jesus knew that when he held that food up to, he looked up to God the Father. He gave thanks. He knew right then that the Father would bless it, and he began to distribute the bread to those that had need. So it's saying to us, pray over your money. Pray over what it is that you get ready to spend. You know, I recall if you would just ask God to increase it, ask God to show you the direction. Now, Lord, I have X number of dollars. And, Lord, show me how to spend it. Show me what I need to spend it on. Why? Because God said, acknowledge him in all of your ways, and he would direct our path. Remember, it's not how much you have, but it's knowing what to do with what you have. And when you acknowledge God and you ask him, God bless this. I have this to spend. Now order my steps. Believe me, people of God, he will do just that. Oh, yeah, I'm talking about hospitality. And the Bible says they were all filled, every one of them, in spite of what Philip says. It ain't enough to even let them have a little bit. But the Bible says they were full. And then they begin to take up the fragments of the bread and also the fishes, and they had 12 baskets full. So let's just let you know that God will supply your need, and he will increase that so that you can share and have hospitality. Hallelujah. Turn with me. I'm going to be reading quite a bit tonight to 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, and then it's the 8th through the 11th verses. 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, 8 through 11. And it reads like this. It says, and above all things, have fervent charity. That means unfailing love. That means intensified love. Hallelujah. Among yourselves. For charity or love shall cover the multitude of sins. It says, use hospitality one to another without grudging. That means do it cordially. Do it gracefully. Do it with all of your heart. Cordially blessing, especially the Bible tells us the household of faith, of your brethren showing hospitality. And it says, goes on to say, as every man have received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God, the multiplied grace of God, my God. And if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God, as God gives him to speak. And if any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God gives, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. In other words, it's saying God has given you, he's already given you these talents. Use the talents. Use the talents to bless other people. We're talking about hospitality tonight. Bless someone else and just enrich someone else's life. Encourage someone else and do it gracefully. You know how you get an invitation to a wedding and it'll say start right out saying, you are cordially invited. And you know, that's a warm welcome. That means I want you to come. Same thing about hospitality and blessing your brother, blessing your sister. And you know, it could even be a stranger. Bless them in accordance to the word of God. And when you do that, the Lord will he will be pleased with your life. And guess what? He gets the glory. He gets the honor. And he gets all the praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. My Lord. See, there's a difference in being a host of hospitality and then being a Christian that's showing you hospitality to the brother and sister. So if you're invited to someone's house, the host kind of gets the credit, and because of the way that the house looks, the way the food tastes, and all of that, you know, and the host will be smiling because the host has worked hard to prepare something. But when you look at it from the spiritual side, from the Christian, the everyday of treating how we treat our brothers and our sisters and everything, you know, God gets the glory. If we do what we do as unto the Lord, to his glory, to his honor. And it's that blessing or that talent that you have to share is shared upon your sister or your brother or even a stranger, even your neighbor, showing them love. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, in Galatians 6 and 10 says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. In other words, when you see that there is the opportunity to be a blessing to someone, when you know of a need, you know, and you don't need to broadcast this everywhere, God will show you. He will speak directly to your spirit, and you will know that you are to reach out and to be a blessing to that person. He says, when you see the opportunity, in other words, take advantage of it. Take advantage of it being a blessing to someone. Not only that, I'll go and take a step further. If you and you get in the habit of blessing others, you'll find yourself beginning to look for ways and opportunity to bless somebody else. And that's what it's about. It's not about us. It's about showing love. Because, see, when you bless others, you show the love of Christ. When you do good to somebody else, guess what? Good will come back to you. And my God, there's no way that we can do something in the name of Jesus and not receive a blessing ourselves. But do it, as the scripture says, don't do it grudgingly. Do it cordially. Do it like from your heart. Do it with all of your ability, that because whatever you do to someone else, you're doing it as unto the Lord. I'm going to say that again. When you do good to someone else, you're doing it as unto the Lord. And there's no way that you can do good to God and you not reap a blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, faith without works is dead. He says, especially be good to those of the household of faith. And you know, in other words, put some feet to your faith. For example, here's an example. I'm just going to paint this picture. What if you know that your sister needs a blessing? She doesn't have food in her house. and she's just waiting kind of to her next paycheck, which is maybe a week away. But you know there isn't much there. You don't need to wait for her to ask you. You don't need to say to her, well, you know what? The Lord will make a way. I know he will. I know the Lord, he did it for me. He'll do it for you. And when you have the means to be a blessing to someone, the Bible says don't shut up your bowels of compassion against your brother or your sister. You have the means. Share what you have. Hallelujah. If you got a loaf of bread, break half of it. Give it to your sister. Give it to your brother. It's a blessing. When you bless somebody else, guess what? It's a setup. It's a setup. God will somewhere cause blessings to flow your way. So no need to say, oh, I'm going to pray for you. God will bless you. I know he'll meet your need. You got the blessing. You can make the difference. Say hallelujah. Say amen to that. Amen, amen, and amen. So faith without works is dead. Hallelujah. Praise God. If your brother's in need, be a blessing. You got the means to be a blessing. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. Another thing about hospitality, I want to say, let your love and your hospitality, let it be sincere. Let your love be real. Let it come from your heart. Fervent love, that's that word again, mean intense and sincere love. It's the love that you know that folks will understand it and can feel it. They'll know that it flows from heart to heart and from breath to breath. Hallelujah. One of the last scriptures I want to read, this one is in Romans. Romans, the 12th chapter, the 10th through the 13th verses, Romans 12, 10 through 13. It tells us, this is speaking to the people of God. It's speaking to us, directly to us. Be kindly affectionate, one to another, with brotherly love. There's no way we could say that we love Christ and we have the love of God and we have brotherly love, but we don't show love one to the other. Oh, my God. So it says, let kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Oh my, that's a big one right there. In other words, you say to your brother, no, you go ahead. You go ahead and be blessed. In other words, I want you to go first. We got a ways to go to that one. But in verse 11 says, don't be slothful in business. Be fervent in spirit, sincere, truthful, serving the Lord. Because as we do it as unto others, we're doing it as unto the Lord. It says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Hallelujah. Distributing. That sounds like an act of faith to me. Give it out. Whatever it is that there's a need, give out. You know, sometimes it'll always be a material thing. It could be just a smile, a warm a phone call, and just says, I had you on my mind. Being able to encourage someone with the word of God, as the scripture tells us, build one another up. Build them up in their faith. Build them up by encouraging. Give them encouraging words, telling them, you're going to be okay. God will heal you. His blood is sufficient, and God has He has taken stripes on his back for your healing. I pray for you. I just called to let you know everything is going to be all right. That's an encouraging. That's hospitality. That's fervent love. That is love in action. So in my close here tonight, because I obviously can't tell it all, but see, hospitality, when it's real, when it comes from your heart, it nurtures. Mm-hmm. And it grows the family of God. It's life building. It's faith building. It gives them encouragement, like, I think I can run on a little bit further. Amen. In my example, when that sister didn't have much food to feed her children or whatever, and then here you allow the Lord to speak to you, and you brought in the necessary food and the different things that it needed. Oh, my God, what do you think? There is going to be a smile. There's going to be encouragement. There's going to be hope. So I'm saying to you, hospitality, it nurtures and it grows the family of God. It's truly a way to encourage someone. See, speaking biblically, hospitality is treating strangers and friends alike. And, you know, don't, sometimes you may not even know them, but you're actually showing, in whatever condition it is, you're showing the love of Christ. We, you know, as the scripture says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, but glorify your Father, which is in heaven. It's not about you, it's not about me, but it's about that God gets the glory. And as people are being blessed, as God used you as an instrument for hospitality, where hospitality can flow freely, you become a blessing. Hospitality is good for the giver because it puts our lives and hearts on display. Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does. Hospitality is the exact opposite of selfishness. I'm going to say it again. Hospitality, giving that love, giving of yourself, even giving out of need, is the exact opposite of selfishness. A selfish person's only worried about them, themselves, therefore, and no more. But let me tell you what, that's not the love of Christ. The love of Christ is hospitable. Just like in our scripture we read initially, it talked about, it said, yeah, how many, they saw the thousands of people and everything that was there, and they had followed it. They followed Jesus. And then the disciples said, send them away. We're tired. The day is far spent. It's late, and we don't have enough food anyway. But what did he say? Caused them to sit down. Let them sit down. He had order. God is a God of order. He showed them that hospitality. He showed them that love. Not only that, they actually saw a miracle right before their eyes. God can take a little and cause it to be much. Amen. Yes, he can. So I want to say to you, remember that God gave. He gave his only begotten Son. He loved us that much. He said that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Not only that, not only did God give his only Son, but the Son gave his life. And because of the shed blood of Jesus on Calvary, he has made us heirs with him, and heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We're talking about hospitality. Oh, yeah, it doesn't yet appear what we shall be, but the Bible says when he comes, when he shall appear, we know that we're going to be like him. Hallelujah. And we think about, you think about the goodness and the mercies of God that are brand new for us every single day. When we think about one day, that one moment in the presence of the Lord, one moment in the kingdom of God, it will pay for it all. My God, for the Bible says the former things will be have passed away. We don't even remember the heartaches and the headaches and the pain and the struggles. But my God, every day will be Sunday. Sabbath will have no end. We will sing hallelujah. We will give him praise and glory and honor. That's why we ought to get used to praising God now, because if you can't praise God now, you can't give him the glory and honor right now, then I don't think you ought to go to heaven, because the angels are worshiping him night and day, day and night. And we ought to be worshiping him too. Amen. So I praise God for this opportunity I had to share with you. They're talking about hospitality. Glory to God. The next time you get down to pray, ask God, even in the morning time, Lord, order my steps today. Show me who I can be a blessing to. He will show you. He will give you the wisdom and direction. If we ask him, he will do it. To God be the glory and honor and praise. Amen. So thank you for listening to this, and I pray that you, it was a blessing to you. I tell you what, it's a blessing to me. Amen. We're going to be praying, and we have several people on our prayer list, and we're just going to be praying. We want you all to join me in this prayer. The Bible said where there's two or three touching and agreeing in my name, he said he promised to be in the midst to bless the needy one. Praise God. We are agreeing in faith. We're not actually really touching, physically touching, but we are touching spiritually. We are touching God by faith. We're going to be praying tonight for the family of the late brother Curtis James, praying for the bereaved family, that God will strengthen that family. Praise God. We're praying. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you, Lord. We praise, we believe you, Lord, for this family, God. You would just encourage their heart, meet every single need, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we praise you, God, for the continued healing for Sister Tracy Brown Avery, Father, that you would heal that shoulder, that you would just release the pain, Father, and give her complete healing. And Father, we lift up the name of Sister Shirley Greeny, and God, that you would just heal her. You know the things that she's suffering with. She's been sick a long time, but God, your grace is sufficient. Father, I ask you that you encourage her heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask tonight that you will remember our brother Marcus Vick, God, as he goes into surgery, Father, that you will direct the doctors, oh God, and the surgery will be successful, Lord. And God, that you will give him the healing that he needs. Give him the faith and the trust that he can trust you, that everything will be all right, because we are looking to the hills for which cometh our help, all of our help. It comes from you. And Father, we believe in you, Father, for the continued healing, Father, for Sister Margaret Royal, that you would just heal her shoulder. Complete healing, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And God, you have blessed her in times past. And Lord, we are just expecting a touch tonight. Expecting, God, that you would just raise her up, God. Give her that testimony that she knows that God is real, that God loves her, and that God is a delivering God, in the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, Father, we agree on this line for Brother Cleo Brown. Father, you know his condition, Father. God, that you'll never leave him. You'll never forsake him. Speak to his spirit, God. Speak to his heart in the name of Jesus. Father, just continue to look to you. Look to you, Father. You're the author. You're the finisher of his faith, God. Father, you raise him, God, to your glory, to your honor, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We ask that you heal him, God, in your way, God. Ease that pain, Father, in Jesus' name. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Sister Gertrude Allen, Lord, that you have allowed her to come home. Father, ask that you would continue to let your healing virtue flow. Healing, God, touch her from the crown of her head to down to the soles of her very feet, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, all that she has need of, God, meet that need, Father. Bless her, God, that anything that she lacks, God, that you will provide that. God, that you would give her a good appetite. Father, that you would give her the nourishment that she needs, Father. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I'm praying tonight, God, for our sister Janie Booker, Lord, you would touch her legs, touch her knees, God, that you would just heal her, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, you know, God, I ask that you would touch her throat, touch her vocal cords, Father, and help her to breathe easily, God, and oh God, help her to rest, Father. God, restore her, Father. You are a God of restoration, and we're believing that by your stripes she is healed, Father. Father, we pray, God, even for Deacon Robert and Sister Shirley Cooper, that God, you would encourage their heart, God, and you would just continue to bless them, God. Oh God, strengthen them, Father, on every hand. Give them the help, the necessary help that they need, God, in the name of Jesus. Help them to continue to have increased faith in you. God, oh my Lord, strengthen tonight, right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for my grandson Malik. God, that you would just touch him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Father. God, we come against the autism, Father. We come against that. We speak healing to him, healing to his entire body, that you relieve him, God, of even seizures, Father. That, God, that you would just give him a peace, that your peace that surpasses all understanding, Father, even as he gets on the school bus. Let there be a spirit of obedience, God, even in this classroom, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I'm asking that you would encourage his parents, that God, that you would help them to have increased faith and God, in patience, and you could just see him delivered. God, we know that everything is going to be all right. We believe it in the name of Jesus. And Father, we stand in the gap right now, God, for Sister Virginia Monroe, that God, that you would just touch her body, Lord, touch her legs, God, heal her to the point that she can walk, Father, restore the activity of her limbs, Father. Let her know that you love her. Let her know that you're always with her. You'll never leave her. You'll never forsake her, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, even on this line tonight, we pray for Mother Helen Miller, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, give her deliverance, healing in her body, in her mind, Father. Strengthen her right now. In the name of Jesus, God, you know about her condition. Let the Spirit of God just come over and feel that place. Let her feel your anointing tonight, God. Hallelujah, God. Let her know that you are a present help. In the time of trouble, have your way right now, Father. God, send joy into her heart, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, let your word come alive in her, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. God, remember Deacon Walter Brown and Sister Mary Brown, Lord. Touch their bodies right now. Encourage their hearts right now. In Jesus' name, Father, we believe you, God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Let there be a praise on their lips, God. Joy in their heart. Hallelujah. Clapping in their hands, God. They know that everything is okay. Help them to be able to cast all their cares upon you because you care for them, Father. In the name of Jesus, remember Mother Dolores Liggins, God. Strengthen her on every hand, Father. God, she's a woman of great faith. God, you always with her. She loves you. She'd tell anybody, I trust the Lord because God brings her out every time. Strengthen her right now. In the name of Jesus, bless those that are taking care of her. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we believe you right now, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you would touch my son Michael, Lord. Touch his eye, God. We believe, God, you can restore his eye, God. God, you know, God, what it takes to restore. You made that eye, God. God, give him strength. Strength right now, God, to stand on your word, stand on your promise that by your stripes he is healed. Give him the faith, God, to stand on your word and not doubt, God. We stand it in the gap, God. You are restorer, God. Hallelujah. We look to you. You're the author and you're the finisher of our faith. And Father, while we are praying tonight, God, I ask that you touch my sister Denise Sally, Lord, healing, God, for that nerve pain in her neck, God. Oh, Father God, release that pain. Release it in the name of Jesus. Healing, God, for the sinus problems, God. Healing, God. Healing from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Healing, God. Let her begin to praise you, God. Praise you for the healing. Praise you for the victory. Hallelujah. By your stripes, let her say that I am healed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We claim it. We claim it in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for my next door neighbor. I pray for their daughter, Anna Guthrie, God. You know that she sits in that wheelchair, God. Encourage her. Encourage her parents to take care of her. Encourage healing, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you, God, continue to bless Sister Dorothy Pear, Lord. Thank you, Lord, how you brought her out of the hospital, brought her through the operation, God. We thank you for that. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord. Increase her faith. Lord, all that she has need of, God. We pray that you provide, because you are the Lord thy God that supplies all of her need according to your riches and glory. By Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. I pray for my granddaughter, Deanna Bolden. God, that you would bless the baby she's carrying. God, that you would just let that baby be healthy, Lord. Give her the strength, Lord. Strengthen her body, too, God. In the name of Jesus, you would take her through the delivery, God, when it's time, God. You would encourage her heart. You would speak to her heart, God. God, we claim her for you, Father. In the name of Jesus. And God, bless, Lord, my other granddaughter, granddaughter, Dekiah, and bless her, Lord, as she is in college. Bless our own little sister, Jalea, in college, God. And not only them, God, all those college kids. God, help them to continue to hold on to you, God. Build a fence around them, God, and keep them, God. Keep them with their mind stayed on you, Lord. Cover them, Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Protect them, Lord. Give them godly friends. Give them godly direction, God. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, God. We believe you, God, for the answer tonight. We're praying, God. God, we pray for many people on this line tonight. Father, I pray right now for every single person that's on this line tonight. We pray in one for the other. We're praying for each other, Father God. Sister Betty Ann Davis, God, give her strength, Lord. Encourage her heart. In the name of Jesus, my God, you are awesome, God. You are mighty, mighty God. We thank you for this prayer line, God. God, touch, Lord. Heal, Lord. Deliver. Set free, God. You know what we have need of. You know each and every one, name by name. You know them, God. You know their every single need, God. Deliverance, God. We speak deliverance, God. We speak healing, God. We speak freedom, Lord. We speak the joy of the Lord. For the joy of the Lord is their strength, God. Oh, God, set free in a special, special way, God. God, I even pray tonight for my son Curtis in Florida. And also, God, Alexis, God, you will keep them covered under the blood. Bless them. Bless John and bless Christina, God. Bless them, God. Keep them covered, Lord, even in this storm, Father. God, we know that you are way maker, God. We already prayed. We already believe you. God, we thank you. You keep them out of harm's way, God. God, not only them, Lord. We pray for every victim of this storm, God. This storm, Ian Hurricane, God. God, continue to bless the people, Lord. Oh, God, encourage their hearts. Some have lost things, but God, you are a restorer. And strengthen, Lord. Strengthen families, God. Strengthen faith, Father God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, bless us, God, collectively. Bless us one by one, but bless us collectively, God, that we will show great hospitality. God, bless our pastor, God. Bless the pastors all over, God. Bless Pastor Ollie. Strengthen him, God. You raised him up. Set him on Hollywood fire tonight, God. We believe in you, Lord. For fire on Friday, God. We believe in you, God. That God, that you would just move by your spirit. Holy Ghost fire, that you would move already. Oh, my God, I thank you right now. You know the things that we have need of, God. Father, God, have your way, that you be glorified. Let people come in with a praise on their lips, God. Oh, my God, I pray, God, that your God, you will have your way, Father, that the people would be blessed, that we would praise your name, that we would lift up the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bless you, God, and we thank you for the answer. We thank you right now for the answer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise God, everybody on this line. Come on and praise God. Yes, God. We're not praying for nothing. We send it up to prayer. Hallelujah. We send it up to prayer tonight. We're sending up the praises tonight. We're sending up the praises of God tonight. We give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We say hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God. We thank you right now, God. We bless you, Lord. We will bless the Lord at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth, God. We thank you, Lord. We're living in the end times. We're living in a time that we need to pray like never before, God. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to run for our life, God. Hallelujah. We're running, God, in this race, God. We know this race is not given to the swift. It's not given to the strong, but it's given to those that endure. to the end, God. The same shall be saved. We bless you, Lord, and we honor you, God. In the name of Jesus, we feel the anointing tonight. We feel the power of the Holy Ghost tonight. We thank you, Lord. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you right now. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless you, Lord. And we thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hey, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise God. Anybody on this line, you can say, yes, Lord. Come on. Somebody say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes to your name tonight. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Thank you right now. We bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I feel like I've been to church. Hallelujah. I've already done touched the throne of grace. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise God. Amen. 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 Praise God. Well, again, I thank you for being on the line tonight. I know we went over a little bit, but when the power of God is moving, when there's so much to pray about, we got to take the time to pray one for the other. Glory to God. So I just encourage your heart. Be hospitable to somebody. Show somebody love and hospitality. Glory to God. And we look forward, and God said the same, that we look forward to seeing you at Fire on Friday, night at 7:30. Believe in God for the outpouring of His Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we love you. Pastor Bolden, I love you too. And until then, may God continue to bless you and raise you up, that you will be looking to the hills from which cometh your help. All of your help comes from the Lord. So with that, I'm going to say good night and be blessed of the Lord. Amen. Good night.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. 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 Amen. Amen. Hmm. Hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hmm. Hmm. You there? Huh? Are you there?